Time to take the temperature of our Cleveland Browns. We are joined by the beat reporter from the Chronicle Telegram, Scott Petrak. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, how are you guys?
Oh, okay. Well, already Monday, and there's already news out of Browns camp. What can you tell us the latest?
Yeah, Paul Kruger, the veteran outside linebacker, who the Browns signed to a big contract back in 2013, they cut him today. The roster moves, he had to go from 90 to 75 by tomorrow, and the Browns are making their moves today. Paul Kruger looks to be the biggest name on that list.
Was that anticipated, or was this more of a, was it kind of a little bit of a shock?
No, I think it's a little bit of a shock. You know, we all know the Browns are in a rebuild, and they started a youth movement kind of in the offseason. They cut some of the other veterans on defense, Dante Whitner and Carlos Dansby among them. But when they kept Kruger back then, it sure looked like he would be around. He didn't do a lot in the preseason, which, you know, I think you can take that anyway. Either he was on the decline or, you know, some guys just don't do a whole lot in the preseason. Is it kind of getting ready for the gearing up for the regular season? But the Browns must have looked at that and said, you know what, we don't need this guy and his salary. I think it was about $6.5 million, and said, let's go with their young guys. So it was a surprise, because he's kind of the veteran on that group, on that defensive unit. So you know, the Browns are going complete youth movement, and they don't really have any proven pass rushers now.
Well, we haven't had proven pass rushers for a number of years, so what else is new, I guess, when that
He had, you know, Paul Kruger won a Super Bowl with the Ravens, and his first year here, he had like 11 sacks. So the guy has production, and now you're turning it over to guys, you know, Nate Orchard might be the next guy on the team, and he had 2 sacks last year, let's say. So there is a drop-off in experience for sure. But, you know, if Paul Kruger wasn't going to be that 10-sack-a-year guy, then I guess the move can make sense.
They had a conference call with Joel Bitonio. What did you get out of that? And what do they do that often with the different players?
Yeah, I mean, they can only go so many days without talking to the media. So yesterday they didn't have a practice for the media to watch, so they put Bitonio and Chris Kirksey, the linebacker, on a conference call. You know, Bitonio talked about the offensive line. He thinks it's coming together, but, you know, he admits that center Cam Irving is still not where he needs to be yet from a technical standpoint. He says he gives great effort. You know, and then Austin Pastor, the right tackle, has struggled. But he thinks, you know, they got 2 more weeks to go before the regular season, and he thinks the unit keeps practicing together that it'll improve. But, you know, that's another big question mark on this team. You know, the Robert Griffin III got sacked 5 times in the first half Friday night in Tampa, and part of that has to fall on the offensive line. So that needs to shore up, because this team cannot compete if RG3, you know, gets this not kicked out of him, or he continues to get sacked. You know, they need to do a much better job protecting him.
Scott, you bring up the offensive line. I mean, that's been the one thing that has been sort of the sure thing for the Browns in the past. Now with it as a question mark, I mean, where do the Browns go? I mean, do they have to turn to a run game? Duke Johnson, those guys have to play a little bit better?
Well, there's no doubt that Coach Hugh Jackson wants a balance, and that will help the protection. You know, if you can establish a run, then defenses can't just pin their ears back and come after the quarterback. They have to pay attention to something else. But that also means the Browns can't be trailing by 20 points early in the game, because then you have no choice but to throw the ball almost every down. So the thing about the offensive line is they let Alex Mack go and Mitchell Schwartz go, both those guys going free agency, and those are the 2 spots that are concerns, center and right tackle. So, you know, Alex Mack probably was never going to say, he tried to test free agent waters 2 years prior, and the Browns brought him back, but when he became a free agent again, he was going to leave. But the issues at right tackle, they could have kept Mitchell Schwartz. He was willing to stay, and they had kind of a breakdown in talks right at the end. It looked like he was going to stay, and then the Browns pulled their offer, and he left. And, you know, if right tackle ends up being a huge hole or sore spot for them, you know, they got nobody to blame but themselves. And, again, that would be part of this huge youth movement. But it never made sense to me, because Mitchell Schwartz is only 27 years old.
Browns losing to Tampa Bay 30-13, but everybody wanted to see what Josh Gordon would be like. How was he?
Well, I mean, it's a bright spot for sure. The guy had two catches, one for 43 and one for 44, and one was a touchdown. Josh, he's an amazing athlete. As soon as he came back on the field, he hadn't played in more than a year, hadn't practiced in, you know, like it was 20 months, I think, since he'd been on the practice field with the Browns. He looked great as soon as he came back, smooth and fast and big and tall. He just plucks the ball out of the air with his hands. He's an impressive guy, you know, for obviously for Josh, the issues have been off the field. But if he's motivated, he's as good as anybody in the league. And he showed that again Friday night.
Of course, then no matter what he shows in the preseason, we have to wait, what, four games before we see him back on the field for the Browns in the regular season?
Yep, another suspension to start the year, kind of a part of the last year one. They just let him back for the preseason. So, yeah, it'll be week five. If everything goes as scheduled, he'll play for the Browns, and Tom Brady will play for the Patriots.
We got one more preseason game against the Bears coming up on September 1st. What are the Browns' plan for this exhibition game? Any idea?
Yeah, we don't know exactly if the starters will play or how much they'll play. I doubt that they'll play at all, and if they do, it won't be much, just because every coach is so worried about his guys getting hurt so close to the opener. But I think you will for sure see rookie receiver Corey Coleman. You know, he missed the first two preseason games with a hamstring injury. Didn't do a whole lot against Tampa Bay. Didn't quite look comfortable. Hugh Jackson said that's just a matter of playing time. So he'll play Thursday night, and that'll be good. That's a reason to watch the game, and you need to see him kind of get his comfortable and get his feet under him and start to make a couple plays, because the Browns are going to need him week one. And then you got some, you know, then it's all a battle for the final roster spots. You know, how many tight ends do they keep and which ones? And got a lot of young defensive backs. Which ones do you keep? The fact is, there might be, you know, who knows? It could be another surprise cut out there, you know? I don't know if that'll be determined in the action Thursday night, but, you know, this team is, you know, they're reshaping this roster every day. So I don't think anything is for certain with these guys.
You mentioned the cuts, and as we started the program with you talking about Paul Kruger being cut, is this the time that they look at other teams who's cut and who is out there now that might fit? Does that happen at this point too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you guys wouldn't be surprised at all to see them bring in some guys. The only problem is, you know, with the way the Browns rosters, the guys that they bring in probably won't be big names. I mean, they're not going to cut Paul Kruger and sign a guy, another 30-year-old pass rusher. That just wouldn't seem to make sense. But you could see, especially the second cut, which is the second cut, and that happens on Saturday. You know, then everybody goes from 75 to 53, so there's 20 guys per team. That's 600 guys out there. You know, you'll definitely see the Browns look to see if there's a guy that they liked in the draft that got cut, or a guy that they liked last year, a young guy. Then you can see the Browns churn over that bottom of the roster. But I don't think we're going to see any big names picked up by them this week or really next week. I think you'll just see a bunch of young guys.
Yeah, next, and of course, in the game we're playing coming up against Chicago, I just saw where Connor Shaw got injured. They're former Browns. We always follow our former quarterbacks is there as well. But at least the Browns will stay somewhat healthy. Any injuries to report coming out of the game against Tampa Bay?
Yeah, cornerback Justin Gilbert, who you can keep an eye on him to get cut. I don't think he will because they don't have a lot of depth at corner. But, you know, he's been a bust so far, the number 8 pick in the draft in 2014. He suffered concussion, kind of sticking his head in there to make a tackle. So you know how concussions are. I definitely don't expect him to play this week. And then I think his availability for the opener is in question.
Well, you can read Scott in the Chronicle Telegram or follow him on Twitter @ScottPetrek. Scott, we appreciate your time this morning and getting the news out. Thank you.